7 CFW.
105.7 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW. Today is National Pasta Day, so if you're thinking, what should we have for lunch? Pasta is always a good idea. For lunch, for dinner, anytime, really. I have some in-the-kitchen tips coming your way so that you can celebrate Pasta Day and save yourself a little headache in the kitchen. That's all coming up in just about 30 minutes.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
All aboard!
80s, 90s, and more. For Eau Claire, 105.7 CFW.
And more on 105.7 is CFW, streaming for you anywhere you go this weekend on that Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
It's the CFW Workday with Laura McKenna on 105.7 CFW.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad? Last night I dreamt of San Pedro, just like I'd never gone. I knew the song, the young girl with eyes like the desert. It all seems like yesterday, not far away. Tropical, the island breeze, all of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita.
And more.
105.7 CFW.
Keep the memory.
Opening bands announced for Summer Jam next summer. Violetta and Six Figure Sunrise, they won the Battle of the Bands contest, so they will be there, and some more artists being announced on Tuesday right here on CFW. Tickets now available at summerjamwi.com.
day fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW. Messy cook, but the food's always great. Let's go in the kitchen with Laura McKenna on 105.7 CFW.
Oh, it's National Pasta Day. So let's talk about pasta. I love it so much. I grew up in a very Italian town. Now, I'm not. If you saw me, I don't look anything like an Italian would look, but I love me some pasta. Would you believe that the average American eats 60 pounds of pasta a year? Maybe you don't, and I make up the difference with that average, but I love it so much. Whether it's penne noodles or angel hair or lasagna, yes, let's do it on this pasta day. So let me give you a little in the kitchen tip right now. If you are in the mood for lasagna, but you think, oh man, yeah, I have a box of lasagna noodles. You reach up, you grab it, and you realize, oh no, I used some of the box last time I made lasagna, so I only have a few noodles left in the box. you can still make a version of lasagna without buying an entirely new box. If you have maybe like 5-6 noodles left, make lasagna roll-ups. All the ingredients that you would put in lasagna, just cook your noodles, lay it flat, line all that ingredients mixed together inside the noodle, and then just gently roll it up. Lay your rolls in a casserole dish, pour sauce over, little cheese on top, lasagna roll-ups. There you go. And then you don't need an entire box of noodles. Get more in the kitchen tips on my blog. The link is on the Facebook page with CFW.
Here's what's coming up with Mike McKay in the morning.
All right, hope you have yourself a fantastic weekend. But if you must know, I'm already hard at work to put together a great, amazing, incredible, fun show for Monday morning. Well, at least that's the plan.
I'm looking to design an engagement ring that's different. Like, I want it to feel inspired by nature.
Set inside the van, where only she'll see it. Blue is her.
Maybe it's an idea or a scribble on a napkin.
Having a little engraving on the back. Maybe my initials and his. The front could have a gemstone in the center.
You like know why you want this custom design. This Thursday and Friday, the 16th and 17th in Eau Claire, Laskers and our visiting designers in residence will show you how to see your dream real.
My boyfriend and I are both outdoor people, and we met on a hiking trip. So
our favorite New York artists will visit with you.
A little reminder of our first date by the lake.
Hear your ideas.
Gave me a small ring when we first started dating, and I'd love to have that stone put in this. Place.
And help design something that gives you a hearty Lasker's yes. You'll receive a hand-drawn artist rendering as well as a $200 credit toward your dream piece.
Yes.
These limited appointments will fill up quickly. Schedule your free, no-obligation consultation now at Laskers.com.
Oh, that's exactly what I wanted.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support programs aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now, but without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concerns about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of around 50 educational events next week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, 4 of the 8 species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened. DNR officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. The Rice Lake Area School District is inviting residents to participate in their local Empty Bowls event this month. The 8th iteration of the annual event will be held on October 30th at the Rice Lake High School cafeteria from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funding raised at the event will go towards the district's Feed Our Kids backpack program, which provides students with non-perishable and easy-to-make foods to take home over the weekend to combat hunger and guarantee kids are having their nutritional needs met when they don't have access to school meals. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake this weekend to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature things like a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower and thunderstorm chances will continue to increase as we get deeper into your Friday afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, southwest winds highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will be in the upper 40s, upper 60s Saturday. Currently 71 degrees. CFW.
Defense.
glad you found us on your radio at 105.7 FM and on the free Civic Media app. The Chippewa Valley relaxes with 105.7 CFW.
And more. Continue right here on CFW. Now, I know Aaron is going to be watching the game 4 of the Brewers tonight, but I know he's also a Dateline fan, and there's a new episode. So if the game gets too bad, you can switch over to Dateline. Aaron is coming in next. You have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday on CFW.
1057 CFW.
I wonder.